All right, hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode. We apologize that this episode is going to be up a day late. It'll be up today, Wednesday, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, so we apologize for the lateness, but we will be back on schedule for next week. I am Erin.
I am Patrick, and welcome to the podcast.
Yes, Ravens and the Spirituality Podcast, and today we're actually going to be talking about something we did together during quarantine. It was only like 2 months of quarantine that we did this, but it was actually really valuable, and we think that it would be super, like, a good resource for couples out there that are not, like, for us, like, we're not facing any, like, issues or anything. It's just, if you want to focus on working on your relationship, in my opinion, this is something that you would do. And that is, and I'll let Patrick take the floor because he made the notes today.
So, our chapters we're going to be talking about today are...
I didn't say what we're doing, though.
Oh, what? Oh, jeez. I'm distracted. Want to start to the podcast?
Oh, my God. It's about the workbook we did together. I didn't say that.
So, about the workbook.
Yes.
It's my first time doing any type of workbooks like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting.
Oh, just to let everyone know. Yeah.
Especially the parts of the last parts, like the parenting one. That was interesting. Yeah. Also, the sexual parts, the last part was also interesting. To know each other about those things as well.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're wondering which workbook we're talking about, so I was just scrolling through Amazon one day, and I was just like, you know what? Me and Patrick need something to do together that's just for us two, because we do, like, video chatting with friends and play games with our friends, but we wanted something to just do with the two of us. And I found this workbook. It's called The Ultimate Relationship Workbook for Couples. Simple Exercises to Improve Communication and Strengthen Your Bond. And it's by Dr. Ari Sitner. He's a doctor. He is a licensed clinical social worker, professor, inspirational keynote speaker, a rabbi, and a certified Gottman couples therapist. So I was just like, you know what? We need to get this workbook to work on it. And that's exactly what we did. And we finished it. And we're actually working on a new kind of workbook. It's more of an activity book.
Yeah, activities book.
Yeah. Which, and it's really
fun. Actually, we should definitely talk about that too when we get around to it.
Yeah, once we complete all the activities, or at least most of them, we will do a podcast episode about that activity book. But we do plan on doing another workbook-related thing like this. It's just we want to start doing the activity book around Christmas time, and then when January comes, then we can look at other workbooks that we can work on. But
yeah. We
really like some of the chapters that are in here. Patrick listed some. I listed some. So I'll let him go first with the first couple chapters that he enjoyed.
Well, it's chapter one. How we talk about our love.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3, how we communicate. Chapter 7, what we value.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 8, the trust we share. Chapter 14, resolving arguments. And chapter 22, affirmations, giving affection, and expressing gratitude.
Yes. So we'll start off with chapter number one. That one was obviously like the beginning chapter, like just how we talk about our love, how do we define our love for each other, that sort of a thing. And I think it'd actually be really cool, Patrick, if we like shared the activity that we did together for each chapter. I feel like that would be interesting. Yeah. So for the first chapter, basically what we had to do was there's a sigh for partner A, and aside for partner B. Patrick was partner A, and I was partner B. And pretty much, we just had to list up to 10 examples of something your partner does that makes you feel really loved and like a sweet gesture or an affectionate touch, a surprise, or a thoughtful observation. So, Patrick, what were your lists? What was your list, I should say?
Oh, I got to find it. Give me a second.
Page five.
Page five. I missed that. Okay. Oh, my handwriting is horrible at this point. So, it's what's it, page five, right?
Yep, page five. Just read your side.
So, partner A, me. And by the way, throughout this book, I've been partnerized, so nobody gets mixed up there. Her letters, she writes to me. And for that part, we use this cap called Slowly.
Yes.
That we do letters with. It costs quite a bit to send actual letters.
Yeah, definitely.
It would take a lot longer than an hour.
Yeah.
That does on Slowly, so. The paintings she gives me, which I have two currently.
Mm-hmm.
How she reminds me that she really loves me. Her hugs and kisses. How she is able to make me feel better. She's always there when I need.
Yeah. Awesome. And then for me, I said good morning and good night texts, the letters we write and send to each other, like he said. His hugs and kisses, holding my hand, kissing my hands, agreeing to fill out this workbook with me, cupping my face with your hands. helping me down the stairs when dizzy. Yeah, sometimes. I don't know why. I feel like it's like before I'm on my time of the month or whatever. That I just get like kind of dizzy all the time. I don't know. Sometimes I get like that, especially if I don't eat or if I stand up too quickly or whatever. So that's why I put that there. Reminding me not to over apologize and reminding me I'm beautiful every single day. So. I thought that was
actually
a little exercise.
You've been really good on the part of not over apologizing.
Yeah, I've been improving.
Quite a bit.
All right, the next chapter we did together was How We Communicate, Chapter 3, which is pretty much how do we talk to each other about difficult topics and what kind of guidelines we have established to improve the quality of our communication. And this one was kind of like a true false kind of thing, so I'm just gonna kind of share like what we had similar, like the highlights of this activity. So
what page was that?
Page 17.
I pulled it right up. Oh my god, first try.
So right. One that we had kind of a difference on was I grew up in a home where we shared our feelings openly. I said true and he said false. Patrick, if you're wanting to share, you can. But for me, it's like just I felt very like that I'm able to share my feelings with my mom and my dad and my siblings and such.
In my house, without sharing too much, we never really, honestly, never ever, you know, say anything openly about our feelings.
Yeah.
Or anything of that nature. We never did that.
And then another one that we were very different on was I am sensitive and easily offended. He said it's complicated and I said true. I'm a very sensitive person, so
yes.
I could definitely resonate with that. And you said it's complicated.
Yeah, it really depends on the scenario, to be honest.
Yeah. And then another one was negative feedback really hurts me. For me, it's very true, like, especially with my artwork and stuff. It's something I'm working on just to be able to take any sort of feedback from others, you know. And then he said it's complicated, which kind of the same reasoning as the last one. And then another one we had very different answers on was I'm a people pleaser. He said it's complicated, and I said true. I'm very much a people pleaser person. But yeah, so those are some of like the highlights of that chapter that we did together. And then we did chapter 7, which is, if I can get to it, what we value. Where do our values and priorities differ, and what can we do when those differences cause conflict? So this one was a big one about just overall our values as a person and as a couple. So I thought it was interesting to go through this because we had very different, like, not super different, but, like, you could definitely see the differences there. So I don't know if you have it up, Patrick, but it's page 41.
41.
But I'll just share first the list of my values. So basically what we had to do was just pick through a list of values. If you had some of your own, then you can use them. And pretty much we just did a ranking system from the number 10 to 1, 10 being the most valued, and 1 being the least valued. So for mine, my number 10 was love. Love to me is like kind of like a big, you know, value in my life. Family love, self-love, you know, relationship love, love for the world, love for nature, that kind of thing. And then I put family, because very close to my family. Happiness is number 8. Number 7 for me is honesty. Number 6 is trust. 5 is art. Art I put in the middle because, yes, it is a value of mine, but it's not as valuable as love, family, etc. Positivity was 4. 3 is respect. 2 is friends. And 1 is gratitude. So that's my list. If you want to read yours, Patrick.
So from 1 to 10?
No, it's from 10 to 1, remember?
Oh, 10 to 1.
Yeah.
So number 10 is honesty. Number 9, happiness. Number 8, love. Fun, 7. Dependability, 6. Respect, 5. Loyalty, 4. Friends, 3. Morals, 2. Positivity, 1.
Yeah. So as you can see, we kind of have like a similar kind of setup there. I didn't have dependability, which was one that I didn't list on mine, and loyalty and morals too. So it was very interesting to see what our values are. And then the next chapter was chapter 8, which was the chapter after chapter 7. And it's called The Trust We Share. What does trust mean in our relationship? When do we feel doubt or uncertainty? How can we strengthen our confidence in our bond? So it's kind of like how much trust we have for each other, especially with this day and age. Like in our age group, a lot of people are, you know, online on social media and online on different stuff. And do we have that trust to be able to go do whatever we want while still maintaining right now we're kind of what we would consider a long distance relationship because unfortunately with COVID, we can't see each other right now. And it's really sad, but like we're making it work. But we definitely want to see each other again. Yeah, so it's just basically all about trust in this chapter. So for this one, we kind of talked about some, we wrote like a letter to each other. I don't know if you want to read the letters that we made. I feel like they're kind of like personal to us, but basically.
Yeah, they're a bit personal.
But I will share what the question was.
Yes.
The question was, what does it feel like when you picture your partner being 100% there for you on your side, no matter what? So, and then we just kind of talked about that. Mm-hmm. You could do the next one, babe.
All right. Chapter 14.
Yes.
Yes. What page is
it? 84.
Oh boy.
This one was very interesting. While he finds it, I'm just going to say that it's basically, why do we fight? When we do, how can we stop arguing and start listening to each other? It's kind of like, how do we resolve our arguments? Which Patrick and I don't really have that many arguments. And if we do, it's literally just like choice-based. Like, oh, I want to do this. No, but I want to do this. But then we end up caving in and just doing what the other person wants. And so it's just like, and it's not like, you know, caving in as if
Shit, 84, right?
Yeah, 84. But it's on 86, the activity. But it's not like we always have arguments. It's just more of like, I don't know. It's just kind of like just trying to figure out what exactly we want to do. And I am sorry if you hear my dog in the background. He's just scratching away. That's what he does. Teddy. But yeah, so I don't know if we want to talk about what we said in the activity, but if you want to explain what the activity was, Patrick, you can do that.
For page 86, mm-hmm. It basically says, like, think about a scenario in which you and your partner came to a disagreement you could not easily resolve. And it's the same with both partner A and partner B, and partner A would say, I said, you replied, I said, you replied, and it repeats a few times.
Yeah, basically we just kind of capture a dialogue as if we were arguing, or no, as if we were, yeah, pretty much when the last time we argued, so. And it was only one scenario, which it wasn't really even arguing, it was just kind of like... I won't give too much details, but it was pretty much that I started communicating to somebody again that, like, didn't really... It was just kind of, like, a weird scenario. It's not like they were mean to me, but, like, it's more of, like, an art friend that I want to keep on the down low, if that makes any sense. So, yeah. And then chapter 22 was the last chapter that we really enjoyed. We enjoyed every single chapter, to be honest, and we're probably going to reference this again in the future. However, some of the things didn't really pertain to us. Like, some of the chapters were about parenting. Some of them were about moving in together, and we're like, we're not even at that stage yet. It's like, we could talk about it a little bit, but, like, it's not going to be, you know, set in stone plans what we talk about kind of a thing.
We should have done chapter 21, too.
Why?
It says facing hardships and loss again.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one was a good one, too. Basically, we just had to check off what we define as, like, a hardship kind of a thing or difficult losses, and I chose a bunch.
I chose some.
Yeah. But, yeah. But 22 was basically about our love language, which is why I wanted to include it, because I thought it was interesting to kind of find out what our love language is. Pretty much the activity was just to go through and circle based on a rating scale which one you value the most. And we both had similar love languages, which is physical touch, which I thought was interesting. But we had very different second on the list, which were, he had acts of service as his next love language, and mine was gifts. So, yeah. But it's just interesting. You should also, if you're in a relationship or not in a relationship even, just look up what your love language is. Do, like, a love language quiz.
Well, actually, let's go over what we picked.
Yeah.
Because it goes from 1 through 5, and 5 being, like, the different
character. Yeah.
I think it's very good. Like, strongly agree with the correct one?
Yeah.
Yes. And for me, I chose 5 for physical touch, 4 for acts of service, 5 for quality time, 5 for words of affirmation, and 4 for gifts.
Oh, I remember, because I thought in this chapter you were supposed to, like, rank it, so I did, like, different numbers for everything, but, yeah. Because mine was physical touch was 5, acts of service 1, quality time was 2, words of affirmation was 3, and gifts were 4 for me. So, yeah. So those are, like, the highlight chapters that we really enjoyed, being a long distance, only been together for almost 5 months now, and, you know, We just thought it would be an interesting thing.
We're not too long distance, or at least like almost 2 hours away at most.
Yes.
So it's not like we're it's incredibly distant.
Yeah, no, we're not like across the country or anything. No, like we could see each other, we just can't because of COVID, and it's
right. And it's like, and we see each other in person, plenty of
times. Yeah, we have so many memories together, so it's.
Yeah.
We just have to be patient. But what did you learn overall from this workbook?
I learned a lot about you.
Yeah.
And I did learn a little bit about myself. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was a very kind of self-discovery
book. Self-discovery, but also discovering your significant other's perspective.
Yeah.
But I used to glance at your significant other's perspective.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is always good to have.
Yeah, for me, it's pretty much the same thing. And I've learned kind of how to better deal with if we ever get into an argument or, you know, the different skills that you learn in this book are really valuable, especially if you're more of a more long-term. I'm not saying that we're not long-term, but say if we were together for like 2 years or something, it would be very beneficial to have this as a reference to kind of look back on.
I would totally recommend this book.
Yeah, definitely.
To any couple, even if you're a couple of 1 month.
Yeah, like this is designed for any sort of couple. And if you're, and by the way, I know we might get questions, is it for people that are an LGBTQ+ community couple, whatever? Yes.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
There is no gender involved in this.
Yeah.
No,
it's just very
no race. It's for everybody. If you're 1 month or 50, 60 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Like, it does not matter how many. How long have you been together?
Yeah. And it's only $15.
You can learn something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can learn something from this.
Yeah.
And take away whatever. And that segues into our next and final point.
Mm-hmm.
What did we take away from this book?
I took away that there are obviously going to be differences in relationship. We're not going to like the same things, but in the end, it's how we can work together to, you know,
work as a team.
Exactly.
There's no I in team.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, it's something like I could definitely take away that, like you said, we're different. Like I say, opposites do attract.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I try things that you like, you try things that I like, and it's the best thing we can do in anyone's relationship is try.
Yes. Awesome. So, yeah, I would highly recommend this book to anyone. I will put the title in the description of this podcast, because unfortunately you cannot post links in the description, I have found out. So I'll make sure to put that there. And I bought it off of Amazon. You don't have to go to any crazy website to get this. It was very accessible on Amazon, on Prime, 2-day shipping. You can't beat that. So if you would like to order one for your relationship, you can get, honestly, you could, just to let you all know, if you live long distance, like kind of like me and Patrick, for instance, I would recommend two different workbooks, but if you do live together, one book is fine. You don't not have to get two separate workbooks, but if you want to, you can. But there is room for each person to write in their own space because they have the partner A and partner B thing. So, yeah, just thought I would mention that for those of you that are wondering. You can buy two workbooks if you want, so then you can like do it again in the future kind of a thing if you do live together. But I feel like if you do live together, it's much better just to get the one book, because then both people can share the book. So,
And sharing is caring.
Yes. And I feel like that's pretty much it, unless you have any last thoughts, Patrick.
No, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. So I'm really excited for next week's episode as well, because we're going to be talking about seasonal depression and how it impacts both of us and our tips and tricks when it comes to it. I haven't experienced it too much recently. I mean, we are going through a change in seasons. Like, yes, there is those times that I'm like moody, but I'm a woman. It happens. But at the same time, it's like I don't feel as though that I'm like stuck in my bed all the time. Like, I actually feel pretty good. So, yeah. But that's going to be it for this episode. We hope that you guys enjoyed this. So make sure you stick around for next week's episode about seasonal depression. Take a little break from the relationship type podcast and go into more mental health next week. But yeah, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. I'm Erin.
Patrick,
and
thank you for joining.
Yes, definitely. Bye, guys.